Radio Krishna or something. Or should we make it TH maybe? We'll start with TH and see if it fits in there. We're talking about virtues and vices. Whether you are choosing to live your life on the dark side or the bright side, traversing the downwards going spiral or the upwards going spiral. I mean, these important choices that we make, you basically at every moment in our life, you know, what am I going to do next? They are, I would say, really, really fundamental, and therefore, if we just go back, you know, until the time before materialism invaded us here in Sweden also, we find the virtues and the vices centrally taught in school. Yes, fundamentally, morality, ethics, be good, don't be bad. Because from there, whatever you do, whether it's technology or money making or farming or this or that, that fundamental choice of way to go will judge, you know, the result and so on. But then, you know, as I say in Swedish, I don't know the English expression, but through others you know yourself. And I think that is an important understanding that, well, what does it mean? It means that so as you are, that's how you see others. And that may sound poetic and nice, but I would say it's what we are talking about here. Let's say, you know, let's say you are greedy. I want things and I can even cheat people to get what I want. I could lie to get what I want. These kind of little compromises, the end justifies the means. You know, we can always find these, I would say, pseudo ethics to motivate basically anything. But we are actually then introducing vices instead of virtues. And some people think that is all right. Now, if you are one of those, and someone else, you meet a person who tells you something or does something, maybe it was just something kind, something unselfish, something, because that person cared for you for one reason or another. then, you know, because you live in this world where dishonesty, lies, cheating, stealing, whatever, is kind of normal, right? Because that's how you are. Then it becomes hard to believe in, because of course when you are like that, then others will also treat you the same way, right? That's how it tends to be. Birds of same feather flock together, you know, I mean, no one else would like to hang out with you. So then if someone does that, who is honest, who is well-wisher, who is sharing rather than taking and exploiting and all that, then you might become bewildered. And you might think that, oh, no, I'm not falling for that trick. He must have an agenda, a hidden plan, very smart, but in other words, you can't trust that person because you're used to not trusting persons. Now, I'm not saying, of course, that if you find yourself surrounded by untrustworthy, greedy, or cheating people, that you are like that too. I mean, you might accidentally have ended up in such a company, but you don't have to be like that just because the others are, and you know that, and you will generally, and I would recommend that, seek other company. Because if you're among such people, and you are honest and also unselfish and trustworthy and all of that, they may take advantage of you and you get hurt. We all know that one. But you know, if you're strong and really have integrity, you may even say, okay, you lied, you did this, you did that, you betrayed me, and so on. When I wanted to give you, or be honest, or share, or be fair, well, you know, I'll give you that one. You're welcome. And bye-bye. See you someday, perhaps. And yes, I agree with those who say that you should avoid toxic association, toxic people. But of course, then you should first of all make sure you're not toxic yourself. And then, because then you need to avoid yourself, and that's not good. But you know, because if we ourselves are used to toxicity, you may be immune to it, then we may see toxic people where they are not. Again, we mirror ourselves, we reflect ourselves, and what, and that's also not just poetic, because the qualities you yourself have become your filter, and then when you see others, if something looks a bit that way, greedy if you're greedy or so on, then yes, you understand greed, so yep, that's probably it. And that person is probably lying and cheating and pretending very cleverly to be not greedy, and so on. So yeah, I mean, whatever. In any case, we just need to wisen up a bit and not walk through life sleepwalking. Dull, whether it's by alcohol or other drugs or a dulling lifestyle of only sense indulgence. So yeah, I mean, it's all about, and it's all resting upon, for each and every one of us who are the ones who make up this world, it all rests upon our mind and heart and intelligence, how we function here from inside, looking out, acting out.